Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. The AP is reporting that Saudi officials have announced a ceasefire in Yemen starting tomorrow in response to UN calls to halt hostilities amid the coronavirus pandemic. Bernie Sanders once had a strong lead in the Democratic primary, but it evaporated as the party's establishment swiftly lined up behind rival Joe Biden. Today, Senator Sanders thanked his staff, supporters, and 2 million donors as he ended his presidential bid.
If I believed we had a feasible path to the nomination, I would certainly continue the campaign. But it's just not there. I know that there may be some in our movement who disagree with this decision, who would like us to fight on to the last ballot cast at the Democratic Convention. I understand that position. But as I see the crisis gripping the nation, exacerbated by a president unwilling or unable to provide any kind of credible leadership, and the work that needs to be done to protect people in this most desperate hour, I cannot in good conscience continue to mount a campaign that cannot win.
Sanders said that while his campaign is coming to an end, our movement is not. He said he will use his delegates at the Democratic Convention to exert influence and help to defeat President Trump. Sanders' announcement today leaves former Vice President Joe Biden as the presumptive Democratic nominee to challenge Trump in November. Women have accused both those candidates of sexual assault. Democrats are pressuring Florida Governor Ron DeSantis to improve the state's problem-ridden unemployment compensation system. The online system is overwhelmed and not able to handle the rush of thousands of Floridians who have lost their jobs during the coronavirus pandemic. In a video conference call this morning, Tampa Bay area Democratic Congressmembers Kathy Castor and Charlie Crist also urged Governor DeSantis to increase the number of weeks of eligibility and the state's cap on weekly contributions. Under Governor Rick Scott, the Republican-controlled legislature set a weekly limit of $275. Michelle Evermore, senior policy analyst at the National Employment Law Project, says Florida's is among the lowest in the country.
Florida's uniquely unfair, stingy, and exclusionary unemployment insurance system. So in 2011 and 2012, the previous governor and legislature rammed through some of the most punishing rules in the United States. This system was actively designed to discourage workers from applying for benefits and were made to navigate a labyrinthine applications process designed to fail workers. So as a result, in the first quarter of last year, only 8.3% of unemployed workers in Florida were able to receive a benefit, the worst in the United States for that quarter. And the annual rate of around 10% is among the bottom two states. This is stunningly irresponsible. Around 49% of workers exhausted benefits before finding employment, also among the worst rates in the United States. Compare that to 2007, where recipiency was at 30%. This is a system that worked well under Governor Crist. Unfavorable audits of Florida's Connect system are nothing new. This system has failed audits since it was launched in 2013. Also, due to the underlying system's hideous record, NELP filed a formal complaint against the state system to the Department of Labor, and the DOL's Civil Rights Division agreed that the system needed serious reform, finding that this system is uniquely inaccessible to non-English speakers, people of color, and people with disabilities. To date, this system is still inaccessible and discriminatory.
That's Michelle Evermore, senior policy analyst at the National Employment Law Project, speaking today on a video conference pressuring Florida's governor to increase the cap on reemployment compensation. We'll hear from Congressmember Charlie Crist next hour on the WMNF News headlines at 5:30. Congressional Democratic leaders want to add hundreds of billions of dollars for health care, state and local governments, and food stamps to the $250 billion in emergency aid President Trump is seeking to help small businesses weather the coronavirus epidemic. The just-launched Small Business Payroll Protection Program is being swamped by businesses rushing to apply for loans. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Democratic leader Chuck Schumer unveiled their priorities today. They back Trump's $250 billion for small businesses, but want $125 billion channeled through community-based financial institutions. They also want $100 billion for hospitals and community health centers, and another $150 billion for state and local governments to manage the virus crisis. Well, tonight it'll be partly cloudy. Lows will only go down to the low 70s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, windy, and hot with near record high temperatures in the mid 80s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM on WMNF.org and the WMNF app.